I am happy to be here and to share my faith and my experience of living in the Holy Land. You heard the gospel in English, but I would like to share the gospel in Arabic. I hope you can understand the true faith. I know that you don't know Arabic, but you can translate it from Arabic to English. وكتب بيلاطس عنوانا ووضعه على الصليب وكان مكتوبا يسوع الناصري ملك اليهود فقرأ العنوان كثيرون من اليهود لأن المكان الذي صلب فيه يسوع كان قريبا من المدينة وكان مكتوبا بالعبرانية واليونانية واللاتينية فقال رؤساء كهنة اليهود لبيلاطس لا تكتب ملك اليهود بل أن ذلك قال أنا ملك لليهود. That's part in Arabic. Again, my name is Michael Zoghbi, born and raised in Bethlehem. And proudly, I can trace my heritage as a Christian over than 1,000 years. Part of my friends, when I'm, you know, while I'm preaching in the church or other places, they ask me, since when you are a Christian? And it seems they didn't hear me when I say I can trace my heritage over than 1,000 years. And usually, I look at the minister who I am preaching in his church, and I say, Reverend Dennis, when he visited the Holy Land, he forced me to convert to Christianity, for that reason I am Christian. We have a long story. We have a long history about our faith as a Christian living in the Holy Land. We believe that every verse in the Bible, it's true through our life. Because with all the trials, we have joy in our life. With all the difficulties we are living in, we have joy. For that reason, you know, last September, in the 15th of September, I have two of my children, they get married together, really, and many of our friends, they get surprised. Two of them in the same time, yes, are in the same time, and we have joy in that. With a lot of difficulties we have before, not just this year, actually before that. Like what Reverend Dennis mentioned about Bethlehem and Jerusalem. I am not able really to tell you all the things what we need, because that's a short period of preaching, but I will be happy also after the service to have your questions, and I will be happy to answer it. Doesn't matter which kind of question you would like to ask. In Bethlehem and Jerusalem, we have wall, like it used to be in Berlin Wall and Germany Wall. It's very difficult. Just Bethlehem and Jerusalem, 5 miles away from each other. We need to have a permission. We have a story, really. My wife, she is from Jerusalem, and I am from Bethlehem. I am not allowed to be in my home in Jerusalem without having a permission. Imagine that. Part of my children, they've been in the hospital to make surgery. I am not able to be with my wife in Jerusalem, in the hospital, or at least to be in the house to take care about the other children. Her parents, they have a surgeries, open heart surgery. I am not able to visit them in the hospital. They die. I am not able to share with the funeral, because I need, according to what we have, the political situation, I need to have a special permission to be in Jerusalem. Imagine that you are in your hometown here, in your city. If you want to go to Columbus, there is a checkpoint and you need to have a permission so as to go to Columbus or to go to Delaware or any other. That's what I know from your cities, the name. I don't know everything really by geography. Again, as faith, we learn a lot. And we will be happy to share our love and faith to you. We are 6 brothers and 2 sisters. My father died young. And, you know, the jobs are not available for everybody, like here, you know, just the girls, the boys, the kids. The elderly people, they are working. And we have a garden in front of the house. I used to dig the garden. My mother, she used to plant it. And when it's the season of ripe, you know, we need to harvest it. I used, through my mother, to give me the gifts to share it with the neighbors, to share what the garden produced. And one of the friends, he came to my mother and he told her, hey, why you are not selling this product and get some money for your family to support them? She said, what I get gift from God, I need to share it. That's part of the story is what we are living in faith. For forgiveness, I have another story really. I am giving you true stories we live in. One of the nights in the end of the time of my father, it was been September, and that's the harvest time. And also we have a season for the Baba granite. You know, all of you, now I can see that. And that's in the end of September, usually. That's it will be ripe. And we converted to the feast of the cross. We have special feast for the cross in that month. And in the middle of the night, one of the thieves, he came and he wanted to steal the pomegranate. My father and my mother in that night, they are sleeping in the porch. Because we didn't have an apartment, we have a small room. And all of us, we are living in this small room. And my father, he gets, you know, when he's sick, he gets nervous. And he, you know, nervous from his, from the disease or the sickness. He want to sleep outside of the home, who is in the porch. My mother, she heard the thief. And she told my father, hey, it seems we have somebody in our property. He told her, yield on the children. You know, she's afraid, okay, a woman, and with a husband, he's unable, you know, to go to do anything. He's sick, serious sick. And she yelled on my brothers, and they came, and the neighbors, they heard her. They thief, they surround the thief, and they bring it in front of my father. Everyone, he want to punch him, you know, to beat him, really, in the middle of the night. My father, he look at them, and he say, please, just move the cover from his face, because we want to recognize who is this thief. Don't hit him. And they move the cover. They recognize him, okay, because if he run away, we need to know who is this guy. And ask the neighbors to leave, and ask my brothers to leave, and he look at my mother. Before he look at my mother, he look at the thief, and he told him, you are hungry. My mother gets surprised from this kind of question. A thief, he come to steal, and maybe to kill or to do any kind of things. And my father, he asked him, you are hungry. And he say yes. He look at my mother and he told, go and prepare for him a food. She grumbled, you know. But according to our culture, here you are free, the women are more freedom, really. And she cannot say no to my father. Either he's sick for respect. And she went and prepared food. And she bring the food in front of the thief. He ate. And before he asked him to leave, he told him, for which purpose you are here? He say, I came here to get some pomegranate. He told him, okay, take whatever you need and leave. That's our theology of forgiveness. We are coming here for several reasons. We have olive wood. Maybe you recognize it while you are entered the church. There are retaining back for 46 families are doing this carving. And every family she is specialized to do that. But why we are having that here? Because in the Holy Land we used to be as a Christian over than 40% Christian. And nowadays we are less than 1.7. Most of our people, because the current situation, the economic situation, the political situation, and other kind of issues, they run away from the country, searching for peace and justice, searching for safety, for work, and they left. And you can find a lot of them, by the way, in South America. And they are start to come here to the United States, also part of that. For that reason, I hate to see the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of Peace, nobody believe in Him in Bethlehem if the situation continue like that. We prayed, we think, we spoke with our friends. Hey, we need to help them, to support them by keeping them in the country and to find for them jobs. Because Bethlehem is dependent in tourists. And if we didn't have these tourists or the pilgrimage, we are not able to have support our families. And the other reason we love when you are planning to come to the Holy Land, to meet with the living stones. Not just to be in the museum in the Holy Land. To be in the museum of the Holy Sepulchre Church or the Nativity Church or any site, Christian site, to meet with the stone without having a chance to meet with us. We love to stay there with all kind of trials or difficulties. We love to stay and to keep ourselves in our country. Many of my friends, they say, Michael, we can help you and bring you here to United States and assist you with your family. I say, thank you, friends. I didn't reject that because I hate United States. No, I like United States. I thought that is I am coming every year, actually. But I want to leave for you the honey and yogurt and to have the olive oil and the fruit and the bread to eat. Because I would like to see my hometown. The living stones are living. We don't want you to meet with the stones by themselves. This day we are reading about Jesus Christ. What's happened with Him through this scripture or verses? You know, my friend Reverend Dennis, he mentioned Michael, he teach me some scripture. And today I will let you understand the Mount of Moriah. Mount of Moriah in Jerusalem, that where Abraham, he tried to kill his son. And in the same place where Jesus crucified. Moriah, it's two words actually. Moriah. It means teacher, and Ayah, it means God. Moriah, it's God mountain, or the teacher mountain, the teacher who is God, who is Jesus Christ. It's happened two events. And we are in the beginning of the Advent, the new Advent. We move from the law to the grace. We are living in the grace. As a Christian, we are living in the grace. Not anymore we are living in the laws. We need to be used for this grace, what we've been granted from God, from through Jesus Christ to us. Many of us, we say, okay, we are Christian. Thank God, we are Christian. That's not enough. If you believe that you are Christian, you need to bring another one to Jesus Christ. Not enough just to be saved by yourself. You need to suffer for your faith. And how we can suffer to our faith if we are not able to be like the children? You know, I saw that when he preached, Reverend Dennis, to the children. The children, why Jesus, he mentioned that, hey, let these children come to me. Because really they have the true faith. They accept the faith in humble. Not with a lot of discussions. That's our faith. That's what we are living for, to preach to the others. You know, why I'm through my preach and here or there, and some of my friends, they ask me, or, you know, the people are in the church or where I am preaching, would you rather to live with the Muslims or with the Jews? I say, I am not rather. I am not in behalf of the Jew or the Muslims. Because both of them, they want me to preach for them about the gospel. And doesn't matter where I am living. In Bethlehem, we used to be 90% are Christians. And now we are less than 20% in Bethlehem are Christians. The majority are Muslims. And the other majority who are in the settlements in Bethlehem are Jews. But they are far. They are not living with us in the settlement, in the Bethlehem itself. For that reason, Jesus, he said, I didn't come for the healthy people. I came for the sick people. For that reason, we need to preach for the Muslims as well, for the Jew about Jesus Christ. That is our mission. And even here, we don't want to be sided. We don't want to be selfish. We want to love and to help everyone. He's seeking and he needs our help. Our Christianity like what we read in James or chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, what's it's caused the war among you? The war, it's coming between the people. It's happened between the people because they want to own something and they don't want to share. They want to get everything and no chance for the other. That's a selfish. We learn from my mother how we can invite the guest to our home. And for that reason, we have a special guest house in Bethlehem called Bethlehem House of Hospitality. Thinking that through the visitors are coming to our country or to our home, maybe they are angels and we can learn something from them. And also, maybe we will be happy to share our faith with them and they can send a message through you, through others. For that is, I am encouraging you to come to the Holy Land, to visit the Holy Land. You will learn more. Because the tourists or the pilgrims are coming to the Holy Land. I didn't see that in Ohio. They can sing hymns while they are walking in the narrow streets in Jerusalem, especially in Via Dolorosa Road. And you can hear, if you stand in one of the corners of this narrow road, You can see or hear not just one language, by the way. It's several languages. English, French, Italian, Spanish, Chinese, Korean, even Russian. All these nations are coming to the Holy Land because the Holy Land is important for everybody, not just for us as a Christian living here. But we shouldn't suffer for our faith in that country. And we don't want to leave. Every church in this moment in all the world are remembering or singing the hymn, "Oh, little town of Bethlehem." I would like you, when you are coming to this hymn, to remember Bethlehem from your heart and to pray for the peace in the Holy Land as well, in Bethlehem, as well the world. Not just through your lips. Really, I don't want you to feel bored. Thank you for inviting me. I am happy to be here and to share my faith with you. I like to speak more and more. But for the limit time, keep us in your prayers and pray for the safety of our family as well for all the world. And thank you again, and God bless you.